listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer collection is in. Stop into the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura alongside Michael Regi filling in for Vic Carucci here, wrapping up this Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now we'll bring in our great producer, Jason Gibbs, to give us some of the tweets that we got during today's show. Some good Twitter questions. What's up, Gibbs?
Yeah, a couple questions, a lot of comments on the Hoyer contract and Hoyer money. Keith the Vlope says low-end starter money. Oscar says 3 years, $5 million with two guaranteed. He hasn't played much, so it's hard to say. All a gamble at this point. John Johnston tweets at us at Browns_daily. 2 years, $10 million with a club option for a third at $10 million.
And I think that's high. The last one I think is high because
and the first one's too low.
Yeah, and the first one's too low. Again, I think it's going to come in somewhere around a cap hit that would be around the lines of a Kyle Orton at $4 million. You know, that's where Michael Vick was at $4 million. And now, don't forget, folks, these are established guys who have been winners at times as starting quarterbacks for seasons in the NFL. Christian Ponder, 3.2. Maybe that's around the level that he'll get. Or Blaine Gabbert, who now goes to the Niners and is at $2 million a year. That's the gamble that he is taking. That's the gamble that sits in front of Brian Hoyer, because I think in a best-case scenario, he signs a deal that maybe is Matt Schaub, probably below Matt Schaub level, maybe Matt Cassel level at 5.75, or Chad Henne, 5.75 a year. And I don't even know if they go that high, because ultimately you drafted Johnny Manziel to become the starter for this team.
No, that's exactly what you did. And now, though, you're letting everybody know how, again, valued Brian Hoyer is, and someone that you believe will be a huge piece, valued piece to a culture of winning in here. That's what the Browns are saying for Brian Hoyer. Again, as we're getting close to winding the show up, I just don't believe, Nathan, that Hoyer is going to and Joe Linter are going to be anxious to jump at this because of their mindset and where they are. I think bottom line is they feel that it's going to be, after the year that they want to have, if everything falls into place for them, it's going to be much more than what this current offer would be.
I think that's exactly right. All right, what else we got, Gibbs?
Let's see. Here we go. From Zachary. He tweets at us, backup money. Johnny Manziel's the future. If not, why did we draft him?
Well,
premise, then you're not going to offer an extension at all.
Right.
I mean, if you're just going to give him backup money, what are you going to do to entice him to want to sign it?
Well, I think it's got to be, ultimately, it's got to be upper end backup money, respect money that says, you know, here, we're going to pay you like some of the top veteran backups in the league, even though your body of work is below theirs. I mean, there is some value, in my opinion, in that for a guy like Brian Hoyer.
All right, guys, what about this one? This is from Iron Will. Hoyer should sign a deal for top backup money with escalators for games started. He adds, with no Gordon, he won't put up monster numbers. Obviously, we don't know what Gordon's situation is yet, but do you buy that? If there is no Gordon, he won't put up the monster numbers.
On the surface, you would say that that's probably a fact because of the way that if Josh Gordon is subtracted from this offense, how stylizing will change for Kyle Shanahan and the way they approach the offense. But again, if I think I know Brian Hoyer like I do, maybe instead of numbers, it's about winning, wins, games started. And maybe that's your main escalator, Nathan, huh?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely what it would have to be about. I think that makes perfect sense there. And again, it's a little bit of a chicken and mouse game here, because a chicken and egg game, because Brian Hoyer wants to probably be paid like a starter, yet he isn't a starter, and the Browns probably want to pay him somewhere below that level, even though he could be the starter. So that's why we said ultimately this is something that probably is not going to be done before the season because of that complication, and it's very difficult to fairly assess his value right now.
Yeah, that.
All right, we had a blast with you here today. We'll be back with you again tomorrow here, same time, 1 p.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. Want to thank, of course, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, Gerard Cherry, who you'll hear up next on Hooley and Gerard right here on this channel, for all joining us, and also the really big show for their great interview with Joe Namath and the sound we had from that. For Jason Gibbs and the great Michael Regei, I am Nathan Zagura saying we will see you manana on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Browns Nation!
That's right, folks.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.